Hey kids, we got somebody on the line here, but we're gonna listen to him play bass before we actually talk to him. This is something he did a number of years back with a couple of guys from New Jersey, a couple of brothers, and wow, one of the brothers, I was been wondering what's happened to him, and lo and behold, he's turned up on a project from the guy we're gonna talk to in a little bit. But let's hear him from a while back before he disappeared, and then we'll find out what he's doing now and all like that. This is the Delavantes from Hoboken, New Jersey, from the album Postcards from Along the Way. And wow, pay attention to the thump and bass on this one, kids. Well, that was just rude there of me. I don't know what happened there, but that was supposed to have been the Delavantes. We're gonna listen to that. We're gonna listen to the whole thing later, after I
Okay.
smack out this CD machine. But hey, when it comes to Christmas music, regular listeners to this show will know I'm a bit of a freak, and I have literally hundreds and hundreds of Christmas albums, CDs, geez, 8 tracks even. And I always keep an eye out for interesting things that come out each year. But come Christmas Eve, you go to fill up the CD changer, I find I always fall back on the same 5 or 6 albums every year. But it's real nice to find a brand new Christmas collection this year that will be joining the ranks of those 5 or 6. And we have the
Wow, that's
man.
flattering.
Here's the man who put the project together on the phone with us right now. You might know him as the bass player from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. But I kind of like to think of him as the fifth Delavante, Mr.
How
Gary W. Talent.
are you?
I'm doing real good, Gary. How about yourself?
I'm getting over flu here, but I'm hanging in there.
All right. Well, so tell us about this album. But first of all, what came first, the cause or the artistic concept?
I'm sorry, I just turned some music off. What was the question?
What came first on this record, the cause or the artistic concept?
Well, I suppose I'm like you. I've always loved left of center Christmas music. I'm like you. I look for everything that comes out new, and then when it comes time to put things on, it's hard to beat Phil Spector, and it's hard to beat Elvis, and it's hard to beat, just a few of the tried and trues. So I've kind of been knocking around the idea for a long time. But, more and more each year, a lot of things have been coming out. It hasn't really been the dearth that it was years ago. So I just kind of put it on the back burner until a very close well, the whole family is very close with my family, and they had this tragedy happen to them, and we were just trying to, everybody in the community was just trying to figure out what they could do to help alleviate at least some of the financial problems all this disease was causing. And so that's when I decided to get off my lazy butt and go ahead and do the Christmas album that I've been wanting to do for several years. And so it just kind of came together this summer.
Wow. Well, yeah, and it's a great thing for sure. Now, you produced, well, at least half of the thing on your own, and on play on about half of it. And then I guess some of it just, some of the artists, like I know John Prine and Joe Ely, Raoul Malo, they sort of put it, I guess, all together on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, it happened a lot of different ways. I was just making a bunch of phone calls. And Joe, of course, is down in Austin, and he did that all on his own. We kind of decided what to do, and he did that all on his own. And while I was, we had talked about doing it together, but I got busy, and he kind of waited to the last minute, and he had to do it in a hurry. So he just wound up doing the whole thing, and he set it up for me to play the bass on it. And I listened to what he had done. I said, "You're done. Put it away. We're done." So. It just, they all kind of worked out as they did. You know, some things I had to be a little more hands-on, and sometimes, in some cases, I kind of had the idea of the arrangement in my head and kind of had to be there to lead it. But other than that, like I say, it came from all different sources.
Well, now, one real odd name that's in there, John Corbett, who folks will know from Northern Exposure and Sex in the City and such, he's singing on there. And, I mean, if you know it's him, it's easy to place the voice. But if you didn't know who it was, you'd pretty much swear it was some great new blues singer or something.
Uh-huh.
Where did he come into the project
from?
Well,
you know, John is a well-known actor, as everybody knows. And but also, he wound up in Nashville really wanting to promote his singing career. He's a big music fan. I've known that for a long time. And so he was approached as a possible performer on the album, and he jumped at the chance. And yeah, so we were lucky enough to have him.
Yeah, it's a great choice of songs, too. It's nice because you always come across folks who just hate Christmas music on principle. But there's a few just great songs that are, you know, they're just sort of, they're Christmas songs, but just barely, you know. Like the one he does, it's an old Guy, or not so old, Guy Clark song.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't No Trouble to Me. And like Joe Ely doing Bob Dylan's Winterlude was a nice
mm-hmm.
pick, too.
Yeah, it's not necessarily it's a seasonal.
Yeah.
Seasonal song.
Yeah. But for me, I think the biggest plus this album has is that it includes a brand new Bob Delavante song. Now, I've been a Delavante's fanatic since, you know, those first two records came out, and I've been wondering for years what's happened to these guys.
Well, they are around. Mike is really gotten into the web designing and such, so he if you go to our website, forkatesake.org, you'll see it's a beautiful website. Mike has put that together. He's also a good friend of the family, and he's you know, kind of gotten away from the music and threatens to get back in for Delavante's reunion, but we haven't done it yet. And Bob is very talented graphic artist, and he's been working on that. But he's also been doing photography. But he's had a couple of solo albums come out, and I believe he's got one either just come out or just about to come out right
Ooh,
now.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, I've got one of them for sure, but, well, it's good news.
You probably have Porch Light.
Yes, that's the one.
The new one is called Columbus and the Colossal Mistake, and that should be out very shortly. It's also very good. He let me play bass on a lot of that, and I enjoy working with Bob a lot. I think I agree. I'm a Delavante's fan, too.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's great news. There's so many good things on here. I don't know where to what to talk about first. The Jason and the Scorchers track. It's something else I've been a fan of forever. And it's kind of nice to see that their original drummer, Perry Beggs, who left the band a few years ago, actually
mm-hmm.
shows up on harmony vocals
mm-hmm.
on the track. And you know,
that's the kind of project it was. Everybody, even if there, it was. A lot of good things came out of it besides the project itself. The Jason and the Scorchers kind of get back together. I think that was a great moment for me to be a part of. It was I thought it was just very cool that there they are. You know, one of my favorite bands from the cowpunk era.
Yeah, they're always famous for, you know, ripping up cover tunes real good. But when I saw they were doing Oh Holy Night, I figured, you know, Jason's going to try and, you know, croon this one, and it's not going to be pretty, but boy, they sure rip it up.
Yeah, when I approached him about doing the song, he got a little worried. I don't really know Jason very well, and we'd met a few times, but he doesn't know me well. And I guess he thought I was a little bit insane. It took a little selling him on the concept, but he came around and he finally understood.
Well, he nailed it for sure. Yeah, it's an awesome thing. Yeah, and the song Steve Earle does. It's actually an old one from his Copperhead Road album, but it's actually a brand new recording.
Yes, that's the first time that he and his new wife, Allison Moore, performed together on a record.
Oh, are they officially husband and wife now?
They are officially husband and wife.
Wow, well, there's some more news for us here. Mm-hmm. Wow. How about that?
I hope I'm not letting anything out of the bag.
Ooh. But you had something to do with the Copperhead Road album way back, didn't you?
I arranged one tune on, he had Devil's Right Hand with an old tune that he had laying around, didn't know quite what to do with it, and I helped him, I did an arrangement for him on that, but that was before I even moved to Nashville.
Wow.
18 years ago.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, that's another great song, and actually, to be honest with you, I heard a version that Pete and Mark Kennedy did of the song, which is, it kind of came full circle, Steve Earle's song, and then Pete and Mark Kennedy did a version of it, you know, with the vocal harmonies, and it came full circle. Steve's doing it with his wife now.
Yeah, I think that might be Steve's most often covered song. I think Robin and Linda Williams did it, and a whole bunch of folks have done that thing.
Actually, he told me that one and The Devil's Right Hand are his two most covered songs.
Wow, yeah, that makes sense. Wow. The song Gift Wrap Boy is a real hoot, but I think that the hidden bonus track at the end, which is sung by a little girl, is the real heartbreaker on the album. Who is that little future idol?
Well, that's my daughter.
Oh, really?
She was in the studio while we were mixing the track, and you know I was babysitting that day, but I had to work, so she had to go to work with me. And she was, she read her book and she'd done everything else, and she keeps hearing the same song played over and over and over again while we're mixing it. So finally, she came in to me and asked if I had a lyric sheet, and I said, "Well, yeah, sure." I handed her a lyric sheet, and she walked away, and then, you know, half hour later, finally we wrapped up the mix and we were ready to go home. And she came in and said, "Can I try to sing it?" And I just kind of looked at the engineer and I said, "Well, I just figured she'd go out there and giggle and put the headphones on, and that'd be the end of it." And she went out there and she started singing it. And halfway through, the engineer's like, you know, adjusting the levels on the microphone and everything, and so she got all the way through it, and we were just kind of shocked. And so we asked her if she wanted to try it one more time, and we'd record it.
Wow.
And that's what you hear.
That's wild.
So, and then that was just supposed to be a joke, but there was Mike Dell'Avante who heard it, and, you know, Olivia was playing it for him, and I just said, "Well, you know, we already had the song on there. We can't do that, and we can't have it on there." And people were practically beating me up. They said, "You got to put it on there." So that was my compromise. I put it on there as a bonus track.
Yeah, that's great. How old is she?
Well, she was 8 at the time. She's turned 9 now.
Wow. Well, that's great. You must be proud.
Well, she's handling the notoriety very, very well.
Yeah. Well, Bruce's kids are bound to be band age now. I think there should be an E Street super group, you know, Little E Street Band coming up.
Well, you would think so. E Street Band has kids of all ages. There are, you know, some of the kids are in the 30s.
Wow.
But Bruce and I probably have the youngest the youngest lot.
Yeah. E Street Band has always been sort of a Christmas-oriented band. Do you know, is Bruce doing holiday shows in Asbury Park this year?
I haven't heard anything. He usually does, but he just got off his solo tour. I think he just ended last week.
Yeah.
He may just be a little too worn out to do it this year, but I don't know.
Yeah. Have you played in any of them?
I've gone up for a couple of them, but they usually coincide every year. I do, for the last 10 years anyway, here in Nashville, we have a no handguns benefit to in commemoration of John Lennon's life.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually falls in that same weekend.
That's right, yeah, early December, yeah.
So I've been doing that, and so I've missed the John Lennon thing a couple times, and so I just kind of had to choose one or the other, and since Max Weinberg's band has been backing him up on most of those things, I figured that's all well covered. So
yeah.
I figured I needed to hear more.
Yeah. Do you still play live with the Long Players in Nashville?
We do. As a matter of fact, the Long Players is the backup band on Rosie Flores on her cut. That is basically the Long Players. We do that. We try to do it once a month. We don't always get, Christmas. You know, we won't be doing it this month. We scheduled it, but it's just impossible for everybody to get it together.
Yeah,
but the concept is that we take a different classic album and learn it, and we play it at a venue one time only, and we bring in guest vocalists to sing the songs, and we do it, and that's it. And there's no recordings and no videos or anything of it. It's just kind of performance art.
Wow, that's cool.
It's a fun thing to do. It's just we've done everything from Sgt. Pepper to Who's Next, and we're up to about 12 or 13 different albums we've done so far.
Wow, cool. There's a live For Kate date coming up soon, isn't there?
Yes, on December 6th, here in Nashville, Exit Inn, we'll be putting together a show, and it'll have a lot of the same players that were on that record, plus a lot of others. I'm hoping for maybe a Delavante's reunion for that.
Ooh.
That would be nice. But yeah, that's a week away. We better get to work.
I guess.
But yeah, it should be a great show, and there again, all the money from that show as well will go to Kate's financial coffers.
Yeah. Now, I think the chances of anybody here in Winnipeg finding this in a store are pretty slim. What's the best place to go to buy this online?
Well, I'd like for people to look at the website, which would be forkatesake.org. There, you can buy it there. They will give you a link right to Paste Music, where you can buy the record, or you can go straight to Paste, and I guess that's paste.com. I'm not even sure of that.
I think so.
Westernbeat.com will give you the link. Backstreets.com, you can buy the record there. So there's quite a few places online that you can get it. But yeah, getting in the stores might be tough, but it's out there in your finer record stores.
Yeah, yes. Well, thanks so much for calling, and thanks for putting this thing together. It's a real gem, and have a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. And thank you for supporting our cause.
Not a problem. We're going to hear something. We're going to hear that Bob Delavante track right now, as a matter of fact.
Terrific.
What do you know about this song? Do you know much about the inspiration?
Well, it's just basically, you listen to the words. I'm sure you don't know what Hoboken is, but I guess you could.
Oh, I've been there. I've actually been. I spent a night in Hoboken once.
Okay.
It was
it's kind of a typical Northeast. It's a little bit dingy, but you know, everything looks better with a blanket of snow on top of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's basically what he's talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Gary, and take care.
Thank you very much, Stu.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sure is quiet in town tonight, under a silent blanket of snow. Can't remember the last time I seen it like this. No cars on the street, not a soul. It seems like the whole world's sleeping, and the the snow crunches under my feet. And the flakes, they sparkle like candy as I leave tracks all down Jefferson Street. From a distance, the windows of the factory glow like coals in the firelight. And the apps industrial too, and I don't look half bad in the snow on Christmas night. Frankie the diner sure seemed happy tonight. Gave me a Santa cookie for free. And the light strung on that old telephone pole, make it look like a big Christmas tree. It's colder outside than a well digger's ass. It's gonna be a long shift tonight. By the time I clock out in the morning, Christmas Day, it'll be light. From a distance, the windows of the factory glow like coals in the firelight. And the Atlas Industrial Tool and I don't look half bad in the snow on Christmas night. I had the scariest dream last night. There was no Christmas at all. No Rudolph, no reindeer, no mistletoe. No Santa Claus down at the mall. There were no lights, no tinsel, not even a manger on the steps of the city hall. No Star of David, no wise man. But baby Jesus was never born at all. I'd be a little late for work tonight. Had to go to midnight mass. Well, I knelt and I prayed and I thought to myself, now all the years that had passed. I saw Uncle Nance, brand new corduroy pants, Tonka truck under the tree. A hat for my mommy and gloves for my dad. Bikes from my brother and me. As I walked the last block, the wind blew hard under the trestle down Jackson Street. Well, I reached in my pocket, yeah, and I ate that cookie that Frank Diner gave to me. From a distance, the windows of the factory glow like coals in the firelights. And the Atlas Industrial Tool and I don't look half bad in the snow on Christmas night. Howdy
folks, this is Jason Ringenberg, and I'd like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas right here on the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the and the soul felt its worth. serenely beaming with glowing heart. By his cradle we stand. So led by the light of the stars serenely gleaming, here come the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, till all our trials born to be our friend. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices of night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave he is our
greetings from
Stacy Earle
and Mark Stewart.
You are listening to the Twain Trust on CKUW
95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Once upon a time, in a far off land, wise men saw a sign that set across the sand. Songs of praise to sing, they traveled day and night, precious gifts to bring, guided by the light. Chased a brand new star ever towards the west, across the mountains far. But when it came to rest, they scarce believed their eyes. It comes so many miles, miracle they prized was nothing but a child, and nothing but a child wash those tears away. Oh God, a weary world into the light of day, and nothing but child who helped erase those minds. So once again we all can be children for a while. always heard a precious little sound, and every mother kind, and every father proud, looks down in awe to find another's chance alive, and nothing but a child. Wash those teeth away. Oh, guide a weary world into the light of day. And nothing but a child could help erase those minds. So once again we all can be children. Nothing but a little baby, nothing but a child.
Ah, brand new music from the Newlyweds, Steve Earle and Allison Moore. Yeah, you heard it here first on the Twang Trust. From the brand new Christmas album, To Kate, A Benefit for Kate's Sake. We heard three songs from this thing here. Before that was Jason and the Scorchers and Oh Holy Night. Wow. And we started it off with brand new music from Bob Delavante. Yes, the great graphic designer himself, Bob Delavante. Half Bad in the Snow. Yes, Hoboken, a wonderful place to visit at Christmas time, indeed. And thanks to Gary Talent for calling in. He's the guy, besides playing bass for Bruce Springsteen, he's the guy who put this thing together. He produced at least half of it and played on most of that and called all the other folks up and got them to donate their time and efforts and stuff. And the whole record is a great thing. If you're into Christmas music at all, this is the thing to pick up this year for sure, and chances of finding it locally are pretty much zero, so you got to go to a website somewhere. Go to For Kate's Sake, that's for F-O-R, katessake.org, and there's a link there to buy it. You can order it from Paste Music or Backstreets.com or any number of retailers. Where did I get mine? I got mine, I think, from villagerecords.com. All those cool places on the web have them. It's easy to find. So go get one. Go get one. Yes. And if you go get one, you know what? If you're going to go order one, you should call me up and just say, hey, I'm a good person. I ordered one. And you know what? I'll give you, for free, for nothing, I'll give you a copy of this year's 2005 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular disc. Yes, we have them ready to give out. Just give me a call at 774-6877 if you want one, and I'll give you one just for fun. And it's a two-disc multimedia affair this year too. Very exciting indeed. But don't call quite yet, because we're going to do the entertainment guide now.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Come check them out in the Exchange District at 245 McDermott. Into the Music, 287-8279.
Yes, yes, yes. It's now time for CKUW's Entertainment Guide. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard three times daily. Now, CKW 95.9 FM, that's us, we're very proud to present Caribou. Yeah, they used to be Manitoba, and then Handsome Dick Manitoba made them change their name. They're Caribou now. Or he's Caribou now. It's one guy. But he's going to be at the Pyramid Cabaret Wednesday, December 7th. That's soon. That's a week from tonight at the Pyramid. Yes, Caribou with guests Mahogany Frog. Tickets are $19 in advance. Available at Custom Culture or Skate, Into the Music, Urban Bakery, and the Pyramid. What else happening? Oh, let's see what's going on over at Times Changed High and or Lonesome Club this week. And tomorrow night, The Perpetrators. Some perpetration happening tomorrow night at Times Changed. Friday, it's Big Dave McLean. And Saturday, the Reverend Percy Tuesday. Thursday, December 8th, country music stalwarts Aerosmith are in town with Lenny Kravitz at the MTS Center. Wow, come back to the Twang Trust next week for our big Aerosmith set. Yes, it's going to be a blast. Friday, December 16th, talking about old-time country artists, The Pursuit of Happiness on their big reunion tour. They'll be at the Zoo, December 16th, a Friday night. Tickets are $10 at the Osborne Village Inn. And tickets are on sale already, believe it or not, for Mavis Staples and Taj Mahal in April. Yes, April 20th at the Jim Cale Theater. Mavis Staples and Taj Mahal. Get them for somebody for Christmas. And you know what? That's about it. There's not much going on. You missed the Elliot Brood show last week. Where were you? It was a good crowd. There were more than three people, like the last time, which was nice to see. So yeah, that's it. That's the CKW Entertainment Guide. If you'd like your event placed here, I suggest buying advertising. So there. But, you know, if you want to tell us about your event, give us a call at 786-9782. We'll see what we can do for you.